Interrupt the rest of the news. Going to go live to Beirut, where the head of the Hezbollah group is speaking, Said Hassan Nasrallah. Let's listen up to the Secretary General.
The insanity of the resistance fighters, the fact that they ignore the facts, that they are far away from reality, etc. This generation, these generations of today now, they are practicing resistance. They believe in victory, not only for abstention reasons, not only because they believe in God's promise, because they trust and are confident in God's promise, but also because of their experience as well, because this generation, with their own two eyes and with their hands, they sensed, and by their own living they witnessed what came out in front of them, what took place in front of them after the victory achieved by the blood of the martyrs with very small, limited capabilities. The current generation believes in this victory which we are speaking of every day, on every occasion. And I repeat this same subject today, also from the basis of the experience, from our belief in God, and also because of our experience in reality, which we live through and which we are witnessing today with the victories. Brothers and sisters, ever since 1982, ever since the launching of the resistance, of course, there is a very important issue which was followed, and it's continuing today. It will continue until the final victory, God willing. This main issue is the American and Israeli efforts, allied along with other Arab regimes, together with some local Lebanese tools, efforts aimed at striking this resistance and crushing this resistance and ending its existence, if possible. If not possible, then working on isolating and besieging and weakening this resistance also as much as possible. And they pursued and exerted such efforts from the beginning using different means. I will not go through everything they did. However, I will stop and shed light on what is being done today, or what was done in recent history, in the recent past, in order to reach a conclusion, because some of these issues require highlighting responsibilities. And at the same time, I will have commented on some developments that took place in Lebanon and the region over the past days. They will continue with their efforts. Today, after the nuclear agreement, the biggest fear in the region is Iran after the nuclear agreement. And within this framework comes Hezbollah and the resistance in Lebanon. Questions asked, will this lead to the strengthening of Hezbollah? And so for this reason, we find that Obama personally, and in more than one speech, and also the American Secretary of State John Kerry over the past few days, they spoke very clearly about Hezbollah and described it once again as a terrorist organization, and once again reaffirmed the American policy in confronting Hezbollah in order to reassure Israel and America's allies in the region, to reassure them that America will not allow the repercussions, such repercussions, to take place. This means that the resistance in Lebanon is strongly present in the regional calculations and the calculations of the biggest superpower in the world, which is the United States of America. Now, before I display or give some examples briefly, I would like to give you the conclusion preemptively and go back to it. They worked and they spent hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars, and they also devoted a lot of means, and they also launched many wars. However, the results were always the opposite of what they wanted. And God always gave us steadfastness and victory and the upper hand and firmness and progress. this result, I'll go back to it, this conclusion later on. Now, if we take a look at some of the examples, first and foremost, I'm not going to say first, second, but first and foremost, the biggest issue is the wars which were launched on the resistance over the years, the last of which was the July 2006 war. These days we are living today are the days of the annual anniversary. The aim of this war was clear: to crush and end the resistance in Lebanon, to end it from the material side, to end it and to strike at the environment of resistance decisively, to deal a strong, decisive blow in order for no resistance to come out in Lebanon once again. But God, thank God, they failed. To take a look at the main issues, number one, the American reaffirming regarding Hezbollah as a terrorist organization. Of course, this doesn't lead anywhere because this is nothing new. Ever since they put together a terrorism list, they placed us on this list, whether it be an organization or as individuals. Number two, what we recently saw, also the American decision or a new American list, which targets a number of the jihadi leaders in Hezbollah. For example, financial sanctions, taking their assets, similar such practices. Previously, also just weeks ago, Saudi Arabia added to its own terrorism list other jihadist fighters. Within this context, I'd like to say this doesn't lead anywhere. Of course, this experience is the same as the experience Iran had with America. Of course, the Iranian experience with America was a lot bigger. These sanctions against our colleagues will not lead anywhere because our colleagues, our brothers, don't have money. They don't have money in the World Banks, nor in the non-World Banks, nor are they spending their time traveling. No. So don't give them visas and don't let them send their money to banks. And you can take their money, there's no problem. But of course, this has a political goal. But we are proud of this. We are proud that the US, the United States of America, the great Satan, which will remain the great Satan before the nuclear agreement and after the nuclear agreement. Now, this is another subject which I'll go to later on. We are proud that the United States of America punishes us because we fight, we resist, we defend our country and its freedom and security and sovereignty and dignity and its existence and its continued survival, be it against the Zionist project which is supported and adopted by the US or against the American project which it supports and adopts, the Takfiri project, I mean. However, what we must stop and shed light on here is the targeting of the Lebanese economy and of Lebanese businessmen and also Lebanese institutions and Lebanese companies, be it those Lebanese who live in Lebanon or who live in foreign countries. There is a clear targeting of these individuals, bearing in mind that on more than one occasion, I said that we in Hezbollah, we have no financial projects, no business projects, no investment projects. We are not involved in this world in any way whatsoever. And I also said clearly years ago, this is no longer hidden. So for this reason, when we take money from Iran, we don't need WikiLeaks to uncover this. We say it out in the open, clearly. We say that we get financial support from the Islamic Republic and we are proud that we receive such support, and also the Islamic Republic is also proud that it supports this resistance and the resistance movements. So there's no confusion here. The support which the Islamic Republic is giving us is enough, thank God, and it has enabled us. God gave us what we need. We have no money we use, be it with this businessman or with that company or with this institution. And I say this very decisively, very clearly. First of all, because we have a stance, we have a certain stance. Hezbollah as a party to enter into such investments, regardless of if we have money or not, stance. Hezbollah as a party to enter into such investments, regardless of if we have money or not. Second of all, in order not to open the door to any harm being inflicted on the businessmen or companies or the immigrants who could be accused in the aftermath that you have money with Hezbollah and you're using this money and investing it. So also for this reason, we are honest and we are transparent. There are no such dealings. Regardless, there is American insistence, and behind it Israel and some Arab countries' insistence and some intelligence agencies in the region, they insist on harming businessmen and companies and Lebanese institutions. The aim is to target this environment, this country, the country's economic ability, because in the end, this institution or that company, they are employing hundreds of employees and providing jobs for many families. So when they are targeted, they are inflicting harm on this environment and on this very society. Although, just like the general context, this will not have any impact in any way whatsoever regarding our will or our determination as a resistance and as a resistance movement and as an environment that supports the resistance. It won't have any impact on us continuing on this path. Remember in July 2006, why did they deliberately target the supermarkets, the marketplaces, the factories? Why? There were no fighters there, there were no weapons, no ammunition, there was no reason to bomb these targets. Why? Because this is part of the plot. What I wanted to say in this perspective is that the Lebanese government, the Lebanese state, we're once again drinking lemonade. The Lebanese state and the Lebanese government have a responsibility in protecting the Lebanese, and the Lebanese government isn't doing this. Tell me, where is the state or the government, where do they protect those Lebanese people? The Lebanese central bank and its governors are not taking the responsibility. The Lebanese judiciary have a responsibility as well. I won't go into the details, we'll speak with them aside, but I would like in this speech to raise this issue as a national issue, not as a personal issue or an issue related to one sect or one party. Those who are targeted now or before, their money is not for Hezbollah. No, not at all. Just like the other Lebanese businessmen, they work and they work hard, and so it's the responsibility of the state to protect them and to defend them, not just for the U.S. Treasury Department. When they send any signal, Lebanon raises its arms and surrenders, and they don't have the will to defend some of their citizens. No, this shouldn't be the case. Anyway, this is one of the issues which were worked on, and these issues are still being worked on, trying to prevent the Lebanese businessmen, many of them, trying to keep them away. This is in the same context as the targeting of the infrastructure in July 2006. Number three, the ongoing efforts to tarnish the image of Hezbollah and the attempts to target Hezbollah's credibility, especially its moral credibility, its ethical credibility, be it as a party or as leaders and mujahideen. As a party in of itself, once again, for years we have been seeing on the websites, in the magazines, newspapers, media outlets, articles, We have talk which is baseless, lies. However, lie, and lie. Maybe you might fabricate, enrich your goal. For example, accusing Hezbollah of working or trying to take advantage of a drug trafficking group in the world. Or, for example, money laundering networks. Or networks for looting and robberies. They have raised these issues, but this is all not true. We don't even believe in the business in halal. So what can you say about haram? We didn't accept the halal means in order for us not to be targeted in any place. So what can be said about what is haram in our religion? However, anyway, this is part of the attempts to tarnish our image. The same goes for the leaders and for the fighters in Hezbollah. Previously, and this is still ongoing today, the issue of the assassinations. They can target people, they can target any of our leaders. They did that. When they were able to, they did target our leaders. The assassination of our Secretary General, Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi, may peace be upon him, peace be upon his soul. The assassination of Sheikh Raqib Harab, may peace be upon his soul. The assassination of Haj Imad Mughniyi, also the assassination of Hassan al-Laqis, also Ghalib Awali, Ra'id Ali Saleh, many martyrs, Abu Ali Ruda Yassin, etc. However, what they haven't targeted, what they haven't achieved by assassinations, they're trying to use now the moral part. They're trying to resort to new other means. I'm not going to make names or go into details, but there are certain Israeli websites and intelligence websites which are specialized. Their job is to focus on our mujahideen, on our leaders, on our brothers. And they attribute to them accusations at the personal level, at the ethical level, at the financial level, at the behavioral level, accusations which are completely baseless. This is within the framework of the moral ethical assassination. Those people are immune from these accusations. However, when the enemy is incapable of confronting these people, and some of them are leaders who have a history in jihad and they have made sacrifices and have made big achievements, so when Israel is incapable of targeting them, targeting their bodies, targeting them personally, they try and target them from the ethical angle. This is something which we must pay attention to. We must confront it and not accept it. Of course, this is part of the battle for these brothers, for their families. They must realize this is part of the battle. Just as they try to assassinate us, to assassinate and kill our bodies, they try and kill us ethically. This is something which we must always expect. Today, for example, there is an Iranian movie for an Iranian producer who is against the Islamic Republic in Iran. He insults the Imam Sayyid al-Qaid, and he makes lies about the Supreme Leader. The Iranian people know these are lies. However, they have this boldness to make such lies. Maybe these lies will have an impact in this corner or in that corner. However, anyway, the media outlets, especially the Lebanese media outlets, must be vigilant towards this matter, and maybe some of them, out of their good intentions, are trying to defend or explain. However, sometimes publishing and broadcasting this helps the enemy more than it defends the friend. The same goes for, in the same framework of the ethical assassination, our brothers, our martyrs, our families, our honorable families, will have the same spirit of steadfastness and firmness, and the spirit of continuing walking on this path, just as the martyrs had done. Number four, the machine of distributing and promoting lies about the situation regarding the resistance and the environment that supports the resistance. Recall back in 2006 up until now, if you look at the newspapers and some magazines, or if you take a look at some television channels or some websites, the same rhetoric, which you haven't changed for 10 years, this reflects the fact that there is some kind of... They no longer have any more creation in the terms they use. From 2005 until today, when they speak about Hezbollah, they say Hezbollah has been defeated. If one reads the term defeated from 2005 until today, defeated has been repeated, this term. Time and again, Hezbollah is in a state of confusion, they say. They say Hezbollah is weak, is increasing in weakness. Hezbollah is breathing its last breath of air. Someone who is taking his last breaths, one day, 2 days, 1 month, 2 months, okay. But can one be taking his last breaths for 10 years? Okay. But can one be taking his last breaths for 10 years? Take a look now. For the last few years, they have been saying Hezbollah is in its last days. He's taking its last breaths. Why? Because of the Iranian nuclear agreement. You are making us confused. Some say that they're afraid because Hezbollah will receive so much money now, and look what Hezbollah will do in the region and in Lebanon. And others say that Hezbollah is now breathing its last breath of air because of the nuclear agreement. You must agree, because those who are saying both issues, the two sides, are within the same movement. They have the same political position. They also speak about divisions within Hezbollah. Tell me, where are these divisions? Look how many serial programs, or how many programs were there in Ramadan. They speak about this issue, about divisions in Hezbollah. The families of the martyrs say to Hezbollah, for example, give us back our martyrs. Will you allow me to bring you letters, give you letters about the families who tell us to send their sons to the battlefield? Of course, they're not present to listen to what the families of the martyrs say, or what the martyrs themselves say. There is a program which is broadcast on Al Marar. I sometimes watch it. You hear what the fathers of the martyrs said, the mothers, the wives, the children, and you sense that you're seeing people who don't belong to this era. You're proud of their morale, of their courage. You get proud of their courage. You become proud of their faith, of their steadfastness. There is a great example. Of course, there are some who don't listen to the families of the martyrs, nor do they have time to watch what they say, because they belong to another environment. But he who wants to speak about the families of the martyrs must listen to them, not sit far away. Now, let's assume, although there's no such thing, until now no such thing exists, but let's assume that a father or a mother or a wife or a son of one of the martyrs has a certain stance, an objection, one, for example. And we, from 1982 until today, we have thousands of martyrs and thousands of families of martyrs. They represent the opinion, public opinion, of the families of the martyrs. Anyway, it's all within the same context. However, they themselves, because the liars forget, as they fabricate, they forget. At the same time, they say Hezbollah is weak, is breathing its last breath. There is insurgency, divisions inside Hezbollah. The families of the martyrs and the mujahideen are very angry, and we have all these problems. And then we turn the page. What do they say? On the other hand, they say Hezbollah wants to take control of Lebanon. They say Hezbollah is obstructing the election of a president and wants vacuum, because Hezbollah is pushing towards a constitutional conference, because they want to put together Lebanon according to a new system. They say Hezbollah wants to cancel the Taif agreement. They say Hezbollah is intervening as if it's a regional power. They say Hezbollah does this, Hezbollah does that. We're confused. Is it this or is it that? Anyway, this is because of their frustration. because everything they said about Hezbollah is completely baseless. Look at the media outlets. Any small mistake, because we're not perfect, our brothers aren't perfect. We never say that we are perfect. Someone can make mistakes, but any small mistake is exaggerated. Sometimes mistakes are attributed to us, which are completely baseless. It's all within the same campaign. Number five, trying to belittle the achievements and considering all our sacrifices as a waste, wasting the energies of the Lebanese. That's going all to waste. Now, just like what happened in the July war, they didn't even recognize a victory. They tried to make so little of it. They tried to belittle it. The same goes for what the resistance, along with the Syrian army and the popular committees in Syria, even if we speak about the border, about Qusair, about Qalamun, about the Qalamun outskirts, about the Arsal outskirts, and how these Takfiris were forced to go back and isolating them and taking the danger they posed far away from the Lebanese borders and villages, they belittle these achievements. So you sense sometimes, brothers and sisters, that the issue isn't an issue of political evaluation or security evaluation or strategic evaluation, because today they're now speaking about this strategic issue. You sense that at the very depth, it's about hatred more than being about political division, because when hatred reaches this level, it blinds these people. These people hide and turn a blind eye to the facts, which even the enemy recognizes. Even the enemy recognized that it was defeated in the July 2006 war, but they ignore this. They turned a blind eye to it. I don't think it's a political issue or it's the fact that they are weak in analysis or they don't have the information. I think the real reason is hatred and enmity, which blinds the hearts and the vision and the minds. If this continues, this is something very unfortunate. Number six, backstabbing and expressing doubt in our ties with our allies like Iran and Syria. Let's talk about Iran because we have the nuclear agreement. Recall that in July 2006, during the war, after 2006, until just a few days ago, what was the rhetoric used by the other side? I'm not just speaking of Lebanon, the Arab media in the Gulf, many places. They said that Iran is using Hezbollah. I'm not going to speak about other groups. They said Iran is using Hezbollah to serve its nuclear dossier in order to reach the agreement, the nuclear agreement. You, the people of Hezbollah, the supporters of Hezbollah, Iran will sell you out when it makes an agreement with the Americans. This is what they said. How much was this said over the past years? How many times have you heard this, brothers and sisters? You who are watching, how many times did you hear this? In the newspapers, the magazines, the interviews, the statements, the speeches. They were trying to work on our vigilance, on the vigilance of our supporters. They were trying to say that we were tools, part of the Iranian project, and Iran is using us to serve its nuclear dossier and its negotiations. And when Iran reaches an agreement, it will sell you out, and you will be part of the bargain, the Iranian-American bargain. Wasn't this issue worked on? From the early stages, we said Iran is not as such, nor is Syria. We are working with Iran, we are talking with Iran, and the Islamic Republic, its ties with its allies is a relationship of ideology before being a relationship of political interests. I said this more than once, I don't want to repeat it. And today, what are they saying? Now, the snow, as the example says, the snow has melted. Who has turned out to be right, us or you? Who is honest and who is a liar? A liar. Who is a liar? A liar meaning someone who has a habit of lying. Iran, did it sell out its allies in the Iranian nuclear talks? If you don't want to believe Dr. Mohammad Jawad Zarif, the foreign minister, believe then your friend John Kerry. What did John Kerry say yesterday? He said that Iran and the foreign minister in all of the meetings rejected to discuss any other issues besides the nuclear issue. Yes, they promised us that later on, if the agreement is implemented, we might speak about some other issues. So nobody sold anything and nobody bought anything. However, you must ask, have you been sold out or not? Even more, I'd like to add, the Islamic Republic, because the agreement hasn't become final yet, the Congress still has to agree, and we also have the Majlis al-Shura, the Iranian parliament, which must ratify. There are strong Israeli efforts and some Gulf efforts as well in order to prevent this agreement from reaching its final stages, from reaching the happy ending. Yes, there are efforts being exerted, and part of these efforts is that you Americans, what are you doing? You are helping, you're solving the Iranian problem. This will strengthen Iran in the region. It won't change Iranian policies, and the interest of Iran is to be silent. However, Iran, on the day of the Eid, Imam Sayyid Khamenei, may God preserve him, he described America, as you all heard, as he described it, and he once again renewed and stressed on Iran's stance towards the resistance and the regional issues and towards Iran's allies. And Hezbollah and the resistance in Lebanon also was given a special place in these remarks. The same goes for other occasions. The Iranian President Sheikh Hassan Rouhani and the Foreign Minister Dr. Mohammad Jawad Zarif, the other officials, they all stressed on this issue. So we, in this perspective, we are completely confident and we are completely reassured from 1982 until today, and the facts have proven that this confidence is correct, that this confidence is indeed warranted. But you, how many times have they left you and not asked about you, assuming they even put you in the atmosphere, keep you informed of what's happening? These are some examples. Of course, the list is long. To say, brothers and sisters, that everything they did has gone to waste, and everything they will do will also go to waste. The killing of leaders, the killing of commanders, the killing of our women and our children, this won't change anything regarding our path. What Sayyid Abbas said, which is what Imam Khomeini said, kill us and our people will be more vigilant. This is part of our own selves. It's part of us trying to besiege us financially, the lies, the incitement, the tarnishing. This won't lead.
Well, you have been listening to a speech by the Secretary General of the Lebanese Resistance Group, Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah.